In the mid-1970s, the radio broadcaster Paul Harvey, he entertained thousands of people as he told the rest of the story. He would share stories and share what lies behind them, or the hidden things. This morning, we're given a section of Luke's gospel where the rest of the story actually happens in front of or ahead of things. Deacon Jim just read from Luke 17, and today it begins in verse 5, but it's what happens in verse 1 through 4 that sets the scene. Jesus has just given a very difficult teaching, a teaching on forgiveness. He told his disciples at the beginning of the chapter that sin and scandal, wrongdoing and injustice is going to happen. And then he said, when that happens, you are to rebuke the wrong, repent, and forgive. And as we know so well from his other teachings, we are to do that not just once, but over and over again, no matter who, no matter what. Rebuke, repent, forgive. And then the fifth verse begins. The apostles, upon hearing this teaching, they say, Lord, increase our faith, because they need it. But what Jesus says is so beautiful. He goes on to give a parable of the mustard seed. And he said, even if you had faith as small as that seed, you could tell the mountain to move. In some ways, Jesus is teaching them that they don't need more faith, but they need a faith that is deeply rooted. A faith that has the capacity to grow and to flourish. And they have that in the person of Jesus. So often we think more is better. Or if there's a problem and something's lacking, we have to go get an increase. When it comes to world's difficulties and faith, Jesus teaches something very different. And he invites his apostles to have faith in the faith they have. The gift that they've been given, for it to be deeply planted in them, so that it can work its mighty power and burst through any depression or obstacle, any sadness or difficulty. And it can grow to a beautiful gift. The people of Israel needed this type of faith. In the first reading, they're being attacked by the Babylonians. It was a rough time. And the prophet Habakkuk says, how long, O Lord, must we cry for help? Why all this ruin and despair? And the Lord says, write down the vision. Write the word. And wait. Do not be rash. But wait on the word that has power to save. My friends, for ourselves, this is the word that is preached, the word that's needed for our day. That there is a crisis in faith, there's no doubt, both in the church and outside the church. That there's a crisis in understanding who God is, who you and I as human beings, as men and women are. It's a crisis. But now is the time for us to recognize the seed, to name the source and the root of our faith. We have the Word, Jesus. He and He alone is the Savior. He is the just one, the merciful, and the beautiful one. And when things are placed in Him, all things can be well. How important it is to acknowledge that, to write down the Word of God and to know it. How wonderful it is to believe it in our mind and in our heart, and then to confess it on our lips throughout the day. Jesus. So as to be able to do that Word, to love as He loves and to relate as He relates with difficult people, with rough situations. I close with the words of Paul to Timothy, our second reading today. Timothy was Paul's young helper. He was a missionary who established the Catholic Church in many parts of the world. And Paul, his leader, says to him in this letter, Timothy, stir into flame the gift of God that you received. It's not a cowardly spirit, but the spirit of love and power and self-control. Stir it up. Bear with hardship and take as a norm the word that you heard from me. Guard this rich trust with the Holy Spirit. My friends, as we begin this new week, as we begin the first full week of this new month, let us take to heart this gift of Christian faith that has Jesus as its root, and acknowledging and believing, let us stir it up so as to be the living witnesses of the gospel, not just praying for an increase or more faith, but living the faith that we've received, the faith that has the power to save.